how to get corporate clients for a travel agency? That's what you're struggling with? Well, I've got the 6-step process that can help you with that dilemma on this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, it's Dave Lorenzo, and you're wondering how to get corporate clients for your travel agency? Well, I've got the answer for you, and this is my Inside BS Sales Tip Show. I'm going to give you the step-by-step guide for how to get corporate clients for your travel agency, and I'm sharing it with you today on our show. And I also have a secret 7-step, and it's the step that holds everything together. You're not going to want to miss that. And in the middle of our show, I'm going to share with you my revenue roadmap guide. This is my step-by-step guide that outlines everything I cover in the video and so much more. I'm giving it to you for free, so stay with me all the way through the video. At the end of the video will be step 7. In the middle of the video will be the revenue roadmap guide giveaway, which you can get for free. I'll tell you how to get it. All right, let's dive into the content. Step 1 for how to get corporate clients for a travel agency, your travel agency. Step 1 is to identify your ideal client. You can't just work with anyone. Your focus for your marketing should be on a specific target audience in a specific industry. Here's the thing, you can work with just anybody who decides to call you up and ask you for help with their travel planning, but if you're looking to target specific focused groups with your marketing, you're going to be more successful. So, first step, step 1, identify your ideal client. Is your ideal client the executive assistant to the CEO of a manufacturing company? Great, you can target all manufacturing companies, find out who their CEOs are, target their executive assistants. Is your ideal company a big ticket consulting company like McKinsey, like Bain, like Boston Consulting Group? Then you can target the people who plan the travel for them. And the way you figure that out is simple. You just spend your time doing research on those consulting companies. And what you do is you target your marketing efforts specifically at those people. Now, as I said, in your corporate travel business, in your corporate travel agency, you can work with anyone, but your marketing needs to be discreet. It needs to target specific audiences one at a time. You can have 6, 7, 60, or 70 marketing campaigns going on at once, but you have to target focused people. You have to really hone in on who your ideal client is and target your marketing directly to them. That is step 1 in the process. Identify your ideal client and aim your marketing specifically at them. If you're ready for step 2, for how to get corporate clients for your travel agency, you need to join me right now. Now we're up to step 2 in this process. And step 2 is to go out and find those ideal clients in groups so that you can use leverage to connect with them in mass. Now, this is critically important because I know, because of your profession, you could easily focus on networking or on one-on-one marketing activities. That's not gonna be as productive for you as going out and looking for groups of people who are your ideal clients. Now, you're thinking to yourself, okay, Dave, that's great. So use leverage, target these folks in groups, but how the hell am I going to find them? Here's the way that you can find these folks very easily. Go to your best client, the person who fits that ideal client profile, and say to him, Mr. Client, let me ask you a couple of questions. Where do you go? What do you read? Who else do you work with? What other service providers do you work with to help you be effective and efficient in your business, Mr. Client? When you ask your ideal client these questions, you're going to get clues for how to target these clients, these ideal clients, the people you want to work with, the exact folks who are perfect for you. When you ask these questions of your best client, they're going to give you a path to connecting with other people who are just like them. The reason you want to know all this is because you want to speak in those places. You want to write articles and get them published in those publications. You want to connect with people who sell things to your ideal client to do joint ventures. This is the research you need to do in order to target your ideal client en masse. You need to attract dozens, if not hundreds, or even thousands of new prospects at a time. This is the way you start. That's step two. Now it's time for you to join me for step three. Let's go. And now it's time to talk about step three. Step three is to make a free offer to the audience that you've got in front of en masse. Now, you can make this free offer either in an article that you've written or from the stage if you're speaking or in an email if you're doing direct email solicitation or even in direct mail in a direct mail letter. When you make this offer to your audience, you're basically saying to them, here's more of the information that I shared with you when we first met. If you'd like more information, you can get it from me now. And if you get the free offer from me, I will follow up with you. And that's the key. You need to make your free offer, your offer of free information, so compelling that people cannot resist. And anyone who's seen you give a speech or watched one of your videos or listened to you on a radio interview. In fact, I'm going to demonstrate that concept for you right now. I have a free offer for you for watching this. If you'd like my entire process outlined in a way that you can immediately implement in your business, go to revenueroadmapguide.com. revenueroadmapguide.com. You can find a link to that site down in the description, and then simply enter your name, your contact information, and you will receive my free offer. And that's a 27-page white paper. It's a fill-in-the-blank paper that you can use as a marketing plan to grow your business. This is the entire strategy that I'm sharing with you in this video. Step three is make a free offer to your audience. I'm demonstrating that to you right now. There are dozens of different ways to do this, but this is such a critical step because people who get the free offer, they convert from people who are suspects, people you suspect would be good clients for you, they convert into prospects, people who you know would be good clients for you if they have the urgency to work with you. So step three, make a free offer. Join me in step number four right now. So who's qualified to get in there? Who's qualified to come into your office and work with you? What do I mean by qualified? Well, that's the next step in our process. You see, we must qualify them after they opt in to receive our free report and before we nurture them. So the qualifying step takes place before we even put these people into our system to follow up with them. We have to check in with them to see if they have the four things that are necessary for them to get in here to do business with us. What are those four things? Well, first, we have to make sure that the person that we're dealing with is actually a decision maker. What does that mean? We have to make sure the person has the financial authority to sign a contract, the person has the ability to commit their business, to commit their organization, or to commit themselves or their families to working with us. The second thing we need to make sure of is the person that we're talking to has to have a problem that we can solve. If they don't have a problem we can solve, this whole thing is for naught. The whole thing is useless. The third thing we need to make sure of is they have to have urgency. They have to be ready, willing, and able to take action right now. And then the fourth thing, of course, they have to have the money. They have to be able to pay us. If they can't afford to pay us, then we'd be doing charity work. So those four things are critically important. Now, oftentimes people will have three of the four. They'll be a decision maker, they'll have a problem we can solve, and they'll have the ability to make a decision. They just don't have the urgency to get going with us right now. And what do we do with those people? Well, if they don't have the urgency, we follow up with them forever. We nurture them. And that's the next step in the process. So join me as we walk through that door to go to the next step in our process, which is the nurturing step that comes after the qualifying step. And now we're up to step five, we're in the process. And step five is very simple. You need to communicate with the people who've given you their information, and you need to communicate with them frequently. They've opted in to receive something from you. They've opted in to receive something they perceive has a high value. Now it's your turn to connect with them on a regular basis. Think about it this way. How often do you communicate with your best friend? How often do you communicate with the people who are most important to you in your life? If you communicated with them less often, would your relationship get stronger or would it get weaker? The reality is, frequency of communication builds trust. And what we're trying to do here is we're trying to build a relationship, because your business, your practice, your company is going to be built on the foundation of relationships. Even in a setting where people say, oh, I do business in the business-to-business space, you're not doing business with a building. You're doing business with another person. And the essence of relationships is productive communication between the participants. You need to communicate with everyone who's given you their contact information as frequently as you can. And that's the nurturing process. And that's the part of this entire sales process that holds everything together. Now, I want you to join me, whether or not these folks are ready, willing, and able to help us grow our business, to invest in our services. Join me right now. So now we're at the part of the process where it's time for you to invite people in and invite them to become a client. So now it's up to you to invite them in to do business with you. And you do this through what's called a gateway engagement. This is an offer to work with them in a non-threatening, low barrier to entry way. It's an offer that is really easy for them to comprehend. They see the return on investment. They see that it will solve an imminent problem they're facing. Let me give you a couple of examples. One of the ways that I offer a gateway offering to my clients is I do events on a regular basis. So you can come down to Miami and do an in-person event with me for one day, and it may cost you $5. They're going to experience your services. I highly recommend you engineer this into your process and you make offers of gateway services every 5 or 6 emails that go out to your weekly email newsletter list. Now, you can offer the same gateway engagement over and over again, or you can offer different offerings every 5 or 6 weeks. You can come up with 3 different offerings that you rotate. It's totally up to you. It's dependent upon who's on your list and what it takes to engage them. Now it's time for step number 7. This is the final step. This is the thing I told you was going to tie everything together. You don't want to miss this. Join me back inside as I share with you our final tip for today. The one thing you don't want to miss, coming up right now. Corporate clients for a travel agency. I know you think it can be tough. We gave you 6 great steps so far that will help you do that. This is step number 7, and step number 7 is always think long term. That's right, to get corporate clients for your travel agency, you always have to think long term. Your relationship with the corporate travel people is critical. Don't ever focus on transactions. Focus on the long term relationship. If you do, you'll make more money as a travel agent. This will help you get corporate clients. I can't wait to continue my relationship with you in the next video. Please join me in the next video. There's one that's popping up right next to me right now. Get over there, join that video, click that button, click that link, click that video. See you there.